So way back in theological school, I was told every now and then you should preach on a psalm. And I did wonder about preaching on Psalm 12 today, partly because I've just decided there are some words in it that I'm now going to start dropping into conversation, such as the faithful are minished from among us. That might be a description of some Sunday services. Ooh, the faithful are minished among us this week. And the other one is, I'm going to watch out for anyone that swelleth against me. I thought that was rather a good line in our psalm, but I'm not going to preach on the psalm. I want to look at our Hebrew scripture readings for today from the book of Exodus. And I need to begin with what, to me at least, is a big old elephant in the room. And that is that this story of Pharaoh and the Israelites probably never happened. There is no historical, there is no documentary or archaeological evidence that there ever was a group or tribe called the Hebrews that were in Israel, or that they were enslaved, or that there were 10 plagues, or a miraculous crossing of the Red Sea, or wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, 40 being a biblical shorthand for a period of time, like 40 days and nights of rain in the Noah story, or Jesus being in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. The earliest mention we have, which might tenuously refer to the early tribes of what we call Israel, is a mention of Abiru or Haparu or Apiru, people on some ancient, and by ancient I mean 2,000 years BCE, Egyptian and Sumerian stone tablets. But scholarly opinion is divided whether this in any way is linked to the Hebrews as they became known. These Abiru people were nomadic tribes, many of whom were considered brigands or warlords, and who went on to become a general working and laboring nomadic class. And there are limited records of where they may have come from, though some of the older sources around 1700 BCE suggest they were Aramaean. But there is little to no archaeological or other evidence that the tribes we have come to know as Hebrews or Israelites have an existence before their emergence in Canaan, Palestine. These stories we have in what we call the Hebrew Bible seem to have common roots in other early Middle Eastern cultures, and some of them seem almost word for word from much, much earlier sources from all over the Middle East. Which brings up a good question. If most, if not all, these stories are borrowed from other cultures, if many of them have no historical roots, if their veracity is in doubt, what on earth are we still using them for? For me, it goes back to what we see as truth and as story. And it ties to the modern concept of a story as only being true if it is historically or literally verifiable. Stories can be real, even if they're not literally true. Stories can be true, even if they're not literally so. I remember my early Bible studies classes, and we're talking back in the way of 1980s here, where the definition of myth was a story that, though not literally true, still contains ageless truths. And that's what our Bibles are full of, stories. Indeed, as I have said before, so are we. We are made up of the stories that we tell ourselves and others about who we are. And as we go along, we integrate those stories that people tell of us and of their own experience, for better or worse. Some of these stories may be literally true, though all come filtered through our own or others' lenses. Some of those stories that people tell of themselves and of us are false, both in their perceptions and their provenance. I mean, if I was able to do all the things that the stories around here say I can do, I wouldn't eat or sleep. And I would quite possibly be in prison or on a boat back to the UK if they were true, which is the joy of being a public figure. Our scripture stories exist to help us make sense of the world and to give us a vocabulary to express our deepest longings for belonging, for spirituality, for community, for wholeness. So let's look at it another way. Today's story of Moses saying to Pharaoh on God's behalf, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh makes their lives worse by telling them to make bricks without straw. There are parts of this story which are there to set up a story of the mighty works of God, the God of the Hebrews, those stories which will follow that we know so well. Parts of what we hear today are part of the mythos of Moses and Aaron and the foundation of the priesthood of Israel. But if we look at it from another perspective, through a different lens, this is a story of an abusive relationship, one where the dominant personality being challenged doubles down on their abuse. And there's one message: get out, leave. Do not try and live in a relationship which is irredeemably abusive, and go with God. And if that was all that story said to us, it's good enough to remain within our stories. That is, of course, just one interpretation, one way of seeing. And the reason these stories maintain their value and are a part of our sacred story are because there are hundreds of them, which all share the themes of liberation, of the divine who accompanies us through all things good and bad, of God's desire for healing and wholeness, justice, equity, and peace. These stories wrestle with what it means to encounter God and to be loved by God, and to ask what and who God is. Their value lies not in whether they are literal or not, but what truths they hold beyond the simple story that they tell us, and how they speak to us today. So we will continue to tell, to hear, to explore, to wrestle with these stories. We will continue to take from them truths which sit deeper than the surface and that bear listening to and talking about again and again. And we will seek to integrate them into our own stories of life, faith, hope, and love.